This is Erica Flores with Girls Rock Austin, and you're listening to Austin Artists on KOOP, Radio for People, Not for Profit.
Lots of applause there, Rush.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there for that tour. I don't know if I was there for the
particular
show.
Do we hear you
show.
Applauding in the back?
I think that was me.
Whistling.
Sounded just like me. All right, yeah. How are you, man? It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you as well. How's everything at Co-op?
Co-op is...
awesome as ever.
It really is. Yeah. I know it's a big part of your life and mine.
We love it, yeah.
It's our escape from everything else we do, and I hope that's the
case.
I know it's the case for Undercutter for Greg, and I hope it's the case for our listeners.
Absolutely. And you have Saturday, you have Singer in the Song. Can you tell us who's going to be your guest?
My guest is a friend to this show, off the beetle path, but he's also a friend to that show. It's the great Darren Murphy.
All right. That's Saturday?
That's Saturday at 3.
Nice.
Yeah, he's such an Austin treasure. I call him the Swiss Army knife of Austin music.
Beautiful. We have more Austin treasures in the house. Actually, a title, the Jewel of Arts. We're going to hear about that in just a little bit. Greg, I want to talk about World Refugee Day. Saturday, June 15th is happening at the Bullock, Texas State History Museum, and I hear that you are emceeing.
I am once again emceeing. This will be my third year of emceeing, but I think it is the 15th year of World Refugee Day from the Austin Refugee Roundtable, and I believe it's over 10 that they've held it at the Bob Bullock.
Beautiful ceremony, welcoming people
to
our country.
I have the website. In fact, you can go to thestoryoftexas.com and find out all the information you need to know about it. Overlooking the fact that I will be emceeing the show, we have discovered the journey.
I already overlooked that.
Yeah. It begins at 11:30 with a discovery of what the journey of a refugee is like. And that usually takes place out on the second floor overlooking the rotunda. And that is sponsored by Caritas of Austin and Refugee Services of Texas.
Is that like personal stories of people?
It'll have essentially the personal stories of people moving through the refugee process and where they come from. Very moving, very informative as well. At 12 o'clock, taste samples of world cuisine courtesy of Rosemary's Catering.
Wait, and, what? Taste food?
Taste food. All Rosemary's right. Catering.
I was already there, but now...
Rosemary's Catering has provided, the 2 years I've done it previously, it's just an amazing array of food. Nice. And they, like I, say the same thing. It is a privilege to be part of it.
Absolutely.
No less participating. So a shout out to Rosemary's Catering for all that they've done. And we'll have, again, we have, I can't remember the name of the dance group, but they sing and dance. They're... it's a youth organization. They sing and dance African music. They got everybody up off their seats last year, and they'll be returning this year. But we have a new group that I have not seen. I've only been scouring their YouTube videos. Bramaya, B-R-A-M-A-Y-A, and they're going to be performing as well. So there's live music interspersed with other activities. There's also a screening of a and panel discussion about the documentary film This Is Home in the Texas Spirit Theater, and that's going to go on at 3 o'clock. So if you can listen to Rush's show on Saturday through Radio Free America if you want to check this out. And most importantly of all, I don't know what the number is this year. It's usually around 50, but there will be a judge. There will be refugees who will be naturalized at the beginning of the ceremony. If you've never been to one of these,
it's moving.
It is very moving. I highly recommend it. It's something I think we as born citizens should actually witness just to see what it's like to go through this process. And again, my privilege, very informative. I quickly learned that immigration and refugee problems, although very similar in some aspects, are very different. This is all done through the UN. We've signed international accords and agreements. It is our duty and our privilege to take these people and find them homes in the United States.
Absolutely. And the story of Texas is very much a story of immigration.
We all got here somehow, as the saying goes. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a GTT on everybody's bottom of everybody's left heel that lives here now. But again, my thanks for letting you talk about this. Tomorrow, yeah. I'll have some of my cohort with me, and I'll be playing some of the musical snippets from that group that I can't pronounce again.
Okay, this is on the pilot show.
This will be on the pilot show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're also between 1 and 2, mm-hmm. and we'll be starting out. Marion Parker from Austin Food and Wine Alliance will be talking with the Austin Chronicle. We are going to talk about their first plates, 100 Best of Austin Restaurants, asking them how they came up with a number like that.
Oh, man.
And whether or not they had to eat their way through.
Tough job.
How many restaurants do you have to go to get 100
my
best?
My next question is, where do I sign up?
Yeah, where do I sign up? That's exactly right. So that'll be tomorrow on the pilot show. And don't forget the two celebration events we will be recognizing is the Juneteenth, which is coming up next week, and followed by the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. So listen in. Plenty of special programming coming up.
So much good stuff, Greg.
Very good stuff.
Boy, we didn't even get to the show yet today. We got so much good stuff to look forward to.
Do we have room for guests?
Austin Dance.
Do we have room for guests?
Rush has a little intro. Rush, yeah?
Yeah, you've got, I said it right a while ago. Let's see if I can do it twice. Anuradha Naimpali.
Perfect,
she says. Yes, thank you very much. We're here all week. That was her.
That's a first for Rush to pronounce something correct.
That was Anuradha herself.
Usually Greg's the one that mispronounces everything.
Or me. But let me tell you about her. She's an experienced dance soloist, choreographer, collaborator, educator, social practitioner. She connects modern audiences of all ages to the ancient arts of India through her organization with a great name, Austin Dance India. Bring it all together.
There you go.
How pretty is that? She and her students present moving performances in the classical Bharatanatyam style.
Mm-hmm. Bharatanatyam.
Bharatanatyam. I was close. Mm-hmm. At concert halls, festivals across the state. She's also performing interactive arts and education programs for youth at schools and museums and libraries. So you're doing good stuff here in Austin. So we thank you.
Awards?
Oh, gosh. She's okay. Canada Council's Jacqueline Lemieux Prize. She's been named Best Dancer by the Austin Area Critics Circle, a mover and shaker in the arts by the Austin Chronicle. Texas Commission on Arts Touring Roster recognized her. And here's where I'm going to screw it up. Holds title of Sringaramani.
That's right.
Sringaramani, Artistic Jewel. There it is. That's where you were talking about. In India. And just last year, Artistic Innovations Grant from Mid-America Arts Alliance and was inducted into the Austin Arts Hall of Fame. And her story was included just a few months ago in the Austin History Center Archives as part of their oral history project of Austin History Makers. She's hanging with co-op. Look at all that. I mean...
That's our show, everyone.
That's a resume.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
That's all we have time for.
Moses, it's really nice to meet you today.
Thank you. Where else would I hang except for co-op?
Well, we thank you for that.
Nice. Beautiful. Thank you, Rush.
Sure. Thank you.
So, let's dig in. Anu, let's do some introductions first, and then we're going to come back. Tell folks about your organization, and then want to hear some music. We'll tie it into the Sacred Earth Stories event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So just introductions first.
Well, Austin Dance India is my organization. Mm-hmm. I started 28 years ago. I've been in Austin 30 years now. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. And I've been teaching and doing all the things that you just heard under that banner. Mm-hmm. And doing projects lately in the last 2 or 3 years that have to do with more social practice and current issues using Bharatanatyam, ancient classical dance, to tell those stories.
Great.
So I did some work with some refugee teens from Thailand and some seniors from South Asia, and this year presenting something on climate issues.
Great. Can we hear more about some of the past events in just a bit?
Sure.
And Ashwini, hi, how are you?
Hey, hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
It's nice to have you here at Co-op. You will be playing the instrument today known as the harmonium, is that correct?
Yes.
And it's a very beautiful instrument. Can we tell folks who manufactured this instrument?
So this is basically a European instrument, but then later it was adopted by the Indian musicians. And especially for the vocalist, there was a need for a musical accompaniment, and harmonium filled in very well. And this has kind of become a very integral part of Indian music now.
Beautiful. It has a beautiful sound too. It's a beautiful instrument. I love the scroll work, and we'll have to take some pictures of it to share on social media.
Sure.
Let's dig in. Anu, can we tell folks a little bit more about some of the previous events that you've hosted and some of the work you were speaking about earlier with refugees?
Sure. Last year I did a project that was funded by the Mid-America Arts Alliance, and with their help I did a project with teenagers who came to Austin from refugee camps in Thailand, mm-hmm. and just did about a series of 8 workshops with them, getting their stories and harvesting information about their complete change in life style and life mm-hmm. when they came to the States and entered high school in America.
That's quite a change.
It's quite a change.
Especially for youth.
For youth.
That's such a critical period of
absolutely
adjustment and everything.
And it was interesting, the findings from that. You'd think that when they came to, you know, outside of a refugee camp and they came here, that it would be a better life in many ways. Mm-hmm. But what came out of that was very interesting. All of them said their heart was back home,
right.
And home was Thailand.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tough journey.
I
don't think anyone could truly identify with it unless they've actually been through it.
Yeah. And then I also worked with seniors from South Asian community, mm-hmm. and many of them have followed their children who live here, and because they couldn't live on their own back in India, they've come mm-hmm. here, but they don't drive, neither do these girls that I was working with, so none mm-hmm. of the cast that I had could drive to rehearsals or
it's
performances.
Okay. We got bus service.
So doing the project, it was really interesting for me how people cope,
yeah.
and people survive, and people make the best of what they have. Mm-hmm. And these communities were really inspiring for me, what they've gone through and how they've handled the changes in their life and mm-hmm. Making the best of it.
Yeah, it always impresses me that the resilience of people
mm-hmm.
and that that kind of triumph of the human spirit.
Absolutely.
When faced with some of the most challenging situations. It's amazing to me that the resilience of just ordinary people, you know, just overcoming the biggest obstacles. It's just heartwarming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was.
And so other events, can we mention a couple other past events?
Yeah, prior to that, I did a show that was for the 25th anniversary mm-hmm. of Austin Dance India. We did that at the Long Center mm-hmm. with all my students and some alumni who came back to perform in this, and it was called Girl Power, and mm-hmm. that was the first time that I sort of did a project that had to do with girls' empowerment. So the whole theme was about different qualities that an empowered girl or woman would have, and each of the pieces corresponded to that quality. Mm-hmm. And then we had videos from the United Nations, actually, and that was a time when, in 2016, I came across the Sustainable Development Goals mm-hmm. that were put forward by the United Nations. And I don't know if you remember back in 2000, the United Nations put forward the Millennial Goals, mm-hmm. but there were only 2 of them, and it was
right.
a 15-year plan
mm-hmm.
that was not very successful.
No.
So now they flushed out 17 goals that have to just do with basic life and community. And these goals now, they have a very extensive plan of how to implement them for the next 15 years. So it would be 2015 to 2030. And one of the goals was gender equality.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the one we were focusing on in that show. And so that was sort of the overarching theme. And then within that, we talked about and depicted in the pieces
mm-hmm.
Different qualities that an empowered girl would have.
It's so important. I've said on the show many times that we do a Women's Month and Women's Day events here, and I always say that one of the best ways to transform the world is to put women in positions of power and I'm going to quote someone who I can't remember who said it first, but we'll have equality when women run half of the governments and businesses and men run half of the households. Which,
yeah,
you know, I really think there's a lot to it. I mean, it may seem like a funny quote, but empowering women around the world, I think that is the most efficient way to kind of lift society in every aspect, you know, economically, socially, the environment. And I just think it's so important, you know? I mean, it's an issue that we just can't put on the back burner.
Absolutely. And what they've found is that educating a girl mm-hmm. can transform a community.
Absolutely.
And it's shown time and time again, and it's unfortunate that in many places around the world that's just not the case, and girls are not allowed to or cannot do not have access to yeah. education for even the most what would seem a very mundane, simple reason mm-hmm. that there are no restrooms
right.
at the school, which prevents a girl from going to school. And so there's a lot of basic things that need to be addressed for us to really address all of these yeah. issues.
Yeah, and I think the arts are a powerful tool to engage the community and kind of get that message across. And it's just one of many tools, I think, that can help navigate change and help empower people. So
yeah,
it's very important.
And it's interesting because I still don't think of myself as an activist or any such thing. I don't pretend to be right. an activist or anything. I'm really an artist. Mm-hmm. But I think lately I've just been more aware that through the arts I can relate to and make known to my audiences issues that are very current and relevant and important mm-hmm. that should be addressed.
Yeah, there's no shortage of important issues, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk about Sacred Earth Stories?
Yes.
Yeah? let's hear some of the backstory, the idea and putting it together and getting people involved. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, after Girl Power, I became a part of a network that's called Global Artists Network 2030, and mm-hmm. it's all artists around the world who are really passionate about the Sustainable Development Goals, which is branded as the Global Goals. Mm-hmm. And the couple of people who you might know who are really involved with this are Bill and Melinda Gates. The Gates Foundation is very active in providing resources, and they do a summit in New York mm-hmm. Where they've had Obama, they've had Malala come and talk at this Global Goals Summit. But after Girl Power, I got on this network and became interested in doing more, getting access to more of the goals to people. And so after Girl Power, I thought, well, climate change has been such a current issue right now. I mean, it's at the point where it's almost a crisis.
Yeah, we can safely use the word crisis.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And there's a lot of, I mean, climate change is just a very broad term, but mm-hmm. there's so many specific issues related to it.
Right.
And so my background with Bharatanatyam is very much, because it's an ancient art form, rooted in mythology and ancient mythologies from India. And so from that background, I thought, well, looking at some of these earth mythologies where the earth is personified as a goddess, mm-hmm. which is not just in India, it's
yeah.
quite prevalent worldwide, mm-hmm. some of the interpretations that could be made from these are very relevant. They could correspond to climate issues and climate change. Mm-hmm. And so it started making me think. And then I started researching some other mythologies around the world and eventually came up with two other ones. One is from Greece and one is from the Andean region mm-hmm. In South America. And so these three mythologies I've interpreted in Sacred Earth Stories, and connected it with current climate issues.
Beautiful.
And interestingly enough, during the time of this research, there was an article in the New York Times about a scientific hypothesis called the Gaia hypothesis. And Gaia is the Greek goddess, mm-hmm. is one of the ones that I'm using in right. the show. And the Gaia hypothesis was sort of poo-pooed by all the scientists early on when it was first introduced. Mm-hmm. And I cannot remember the name of the scientist who did this, but he said that everything on this earth, whether it's living and non-living, is a part of this earth being, and it has the capacity to maintain a fit and comfortable environment for life. And this was not agreed upon by most of the scientific world at that time, because they thought, well, the earth is separate from human beings and it's there for us to use for our purposes, to exploit in that, some sense.
That's so 1800s.
Yeah. But interestingly enough, now the scientific world is actually coming back to this Gaia mm-hmm. hypothesis and saying, hey, you know what? I think there might be truth to this.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of where we are in the show. That's what we're saying, that the Earth is, we're all a part of this living, breathing being. Mm-hmm. And we all have a responsibility to create and maintain this fit and comfortable environment for life.
Absolutely, absolutely. So important. We want to hear some more about it and some music on the harmonium
sure.
In just a minute. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a minute. You are tuned to KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby, your community radio station. Austin Artists, be back in just a minute.
This is Joe Stallone with Grounded in Music, and you are listening to Austin Artists on KOOP, solar-powered radio for the people, not profit.
You are tuned to KOOP, HD1, HD3 Hornsby, your community radio station. This is the show we named after you. We just call it Austin Artists. In the house today, Austin Dance India, Anu, and Ashwini? Yes?
Yeah, that's
we're going to hear some music. Anu, can you... tell folks a little bit more about Sacred Earth Stories and then some of the music we'll be hearing.
Sure. Well, Sacred Earth Stories is really a multimedia presentation. Mm-hmm. So the language and aesthetic that it's presented in is very Indian, and the dance is Bharatanatyam. It's an ensemble of dancers. And then we also have live music. And for those who are knowledgeable about Indian music and dance, Bharatanatyam is a southern dance, but the kind of music we have playing is actually Hindustani, which is from the north, mm-hmm. but we also have a South Indian percussion instrument. So it's sort of a mixture. We have a sitar, we have a dumbek, mm-hmm. we have even a pan flute player, mm-hmm. and harmonium, which you'll hear in a minute. Mm-hmm. And then the vocal also that you'll hear is from the northern part of India. And then we also have multimedia, which is the presentation, the projections mm-hmm. of images and a little bit of video as well. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a multimedia kind of presentation. And I'm really excited to have Ashwini Gore Deshpande here. Mm-hmm. And she's going to actually sing a little sneak peek for you. This is the piece about Bhumi Devi, which is the earth goddess from Hindu mythology, and it's the story of how she's kidnapped, and I'm interpreting that as, you know, we are sort of kidnapping the earth and holding her hostage, if you will. And so this is the song.
Yeah. re ga pa ga re pa ga re pa ga sa re ga re ga re ga pa ga pa ga pa dha pa dha pa dha sa dha sa sa ga re sa re sa dha sa dha pa dha pa ga pa dha pa dha sa dha sa re sa re ga re sa dha sa dha ga re sa dha sa dha re sa dha pa dha ga dha pa ga re sa va sa te dha sha na shi kha
beautiful things I've ever heard.
Thank you so much.
That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm so excited to have Ashwini as a part of this. I hope everybody takes the opportunity to come and hear the music.
Absolutely.
The music is amazing.
And the dance.
The team, the dance, the team is just, I don't even have words to say.
Like
the
me.
Team
we're
is just amazing.
We're both speechless, right?
Yes.
We have a couple minutes. Can we tell folks when they can experience this and enjoy this?
Sure.
It's a Saturday and Sunday, is that correct?
Yes, it's Saturday, June 29th at 7 p.m. And Sunday, June 30th at 2 p.m. And it's at the Emma Barrientos Mexican American Cultural Center on River Street. Can I talk about tickets or?
Well, they can go to your website and send folks to your website. So it's austindanceindia.com. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, so much good work. We have about a minute and a half left. Anything we could throw out there?
Well, there's going to be also a little bit of Natuangam in the show.
This is the syllables
this
and
is
the chanting.
Yes,
see,
that's
I'm
right.
learning things.
There you go. That's very good.
I always learn things.
We have actually somebody from Houston coming to do that, and they play the syllables. I'm just going to do just a second of that.
Yeah.
This is what it kind of sounds like.
We have 2 minutes.
Drigirtaka, 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 dhalangutaka, dhikitaka, ta dingirnatom, dhalangutaka, dhikitaka, ta dingirnatom, dhalangutaka, dhikitaka, ta dingirnatom, tam.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful. And pronounce that again, the
Natuangam.
See, I'm learning things. Thank you so much, Ashwini. Thank you so much for playing the harmonium. And I want to thank you so much, Austin Dance India, all your colleagues for all the good work. And thank you so much. So good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
I'm so looking forward to this event. I want to thank you so much. And I want to tell everyone, stay tuned for Boots on the Air, coming up in just a minute.
All right, a big thanks to our guests, Anu and Ashwini. And the upcoming event is Sacred Earth Stories, and can be found at Emma S. Barrientos Mexican American Cultural Center, and that's on Saturday, June 29th and Sunday, June 30th. You can find more information at austindanceindia.com. Oh.